What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant, one versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Brought to you by Apple Card. Hey, you could be earning 2% daily cash back on that purchase. And that one. And even that one. That's because Apple Card users earn 2% daily cash back on every purchase, including everyday items they buy online or in store when using their Apple Card with Apple Pay. Not an Apple Card customer? You can apply in the Wallet app on iPhone. Subject to credit approval, Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Terms and more at apple.co/benefits.
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with All Trails. Download the free...
One who guessed that it would be like it is, then you're just lying. Absolutely lying. You would not have guessed the Tampa Bay Rays would be 28-13, two games up on the Yankees in first place in the American League East. You would not have guessed the Chicago White Sox would be right now a wild card team and only a game and a half out of first place. You would not have guessed Sacramento Athletics were being first base place in the American League West. You would have not have guessed that the two teams, the furthest out in their division, would be the Boston Red Sox at 11 back and the New York Mets at 12.5 back, although the Mets did win. You would not have guessed that you have the three wildcard teams right now. Three wildcard teams coming out of the NL Central. And I'm take that back. Two of the wildcard teams, but one wild team, just one game out of the wild card. That's Pittsburgh Pirates. And another team, the last place team in the NL Central, just two games out. That's the Cincinnati Reds. And by the way, Paul Skeens, no-hitter until the seventh inning, in case you were keeping track of the Pittsburgh Pirates now, 23-19. You have not have guessed the Dodgers would not be in first place. Instead, it would be the Padres, neck and neck. All these things you would not have guessed. It's been absolutely nutty. Well, one thing that is sort of coming back to reality in terms of what we thought it would be are the Philadelphia Phillies. Well, they won again. They're now 20-22. They are in second place in the NL East. They're still way, way back in the Braves. Forget about that. Nine back. But they're back, four back now in the wild card. And they're coming on. They are coming on a little bit. Philadelphia Phillies, we talk about their managerial change, Don Mattingly. You know, that is the type of managerial change where you have a clubhouse where you can look each other in the face and say, yeah, we know what's what. We know how to win. We know what to do in order to right the ship because we've been through this before. That's the type of clubhouse they have. The Phillies have now won three consecutive games, seven of their last nine, 11 of their last 14. In this game, they won 2-1 over the Red Sox. They 9-4 in one-run games. Also, 8-4 in their last, or this doesn't matter, 8-4 in their last 12 games at Fenway Park. Who cares? But one guy who does care, who made his return to Fenway Park triumphantly, is the hottest hitter in baseball right now. And that's who we have on the podcast today. Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber returns to baseball. Isn't boring. just in time to soak in one of his best runs that he's had in a long, long time. Maybe ever. Who knows? He hit another home run. He has now homered in five straight games for the first time in his career, and also ties a Phillies franchise record tying Trey Turner. Man, I apologize. I am having a hard time speaking today. But you know what? It's been a long day of baseball. He's also tied with Aaron Judge for most home runs in the first inning, seven now, after hitting a home run in the first inning at Fenway Park, of course, where he used to call home for a little bit anyway. Has 79 career home runs in the first inning, 79, fourth most in major since his debut in 2015. Has an extra base hit and a career high tying six games, the first Philly player to do so since Bryce Harper back in 2024. And we talk about him returning to Fenway Park. Well, get this. He's hitting .344 with 27 runs, 9 doubles, 7 home runs, 16 RBIs, and 23 walks in 27 career games at Fenway. That would suggest that he likes hitting there, and that would suggest the Red Sox screwed up royally twice in not trying harder to sign Kyle Schwarber. Well, so be it. He signed with the Phillies, and that's one of the things we talk about on the podcast today when I get a chance to catch up with him. And obviously, this to talk to get a next level perspective about what life is like with the Phillies right now and how life has changed and how this whole Rob Thompson firing thing was a huge, huge wake-up call. But more importantly, how that clubhouse handled it. There is no better person to talk about than Kyle Schwarber. Always one of the best. One of the best, one of the most insightful, one of the most grounded, and obviously a really, 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 really good player. I got a feeling that if we wanted to talk to him in Philadelphia at the All-Star game, he will be there as well. All right. Well, not only do we have Kyle Schwarber on the podcast, but we have another guy that we've talked to way back in Justin Crawford. And he's obviously on the other end of the spectrum when it comes to experience, but it all ties together with his Phillies team. Because talking to guys, one of the things that not only is that their resurgence have to do with the veterans being sort of the anchors, the roots, the foundation, but also it allows a younger player like Justin Crawford, a rookie, who, in case you don't know, is the son of Carl Crawford. And he gets a chance to be more himself, have more confidence. All of it is sort of coming together at the right time. And the Phillies, as we said, are still in it. So this conversation, this podcast, you're going to hear from Kyle Schwarber first. And then I catch up with Justin Crawford, and there's a lot of reminiscing because I think I remember Justin running around the Red Sox clubhouse when his dad was playing, Carl. But more importantly, he talks about trash talking with Dustin Pedroia as a 12-year-old. I mean, what's better than that? That's like the gift that keeps on giving. All right. Well, remember, everybody, I thank everybody for joining the cause, for jumping aboard. We have so much good stuff coming. We've had so much good stuff every single day. Try to give you something to listen to enjoy, to entertain, to educate every single day. And if you can pay us back, support the cause, bbisn'tboring.com, bbisn'tboring.com. Always appreciated. I think that we have some really, really good stuff there that you can help represent the brand and just look really, really good. Hats, t-shirts, all of it. All right, remember, bbisn'tboring.com. All right, okay. Well, thanks again, everybody. And it was just another great, great day to talk baseball with some great baseball people. First up, you're going to hear from Kyle Schwarber. Then you're going to hear from Justin Crawford.
All right, there's no human being I'd rather be talking to more than Kyle Schwarber right now. For you, you go through this sort of season after signing back with the Phillies. What has it been like? I know that you had this comfort level for the last 4 years. This is probably the least comfortable that it's been. What's it been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's been interesting, right? We didn't get off the start that we wanted to by any means, and I think the knowing the tail sign was knowing that we have the group in here that's able to win baseball games and win a lot of baseball games. And, not getting off that start, it felt like that it took us longer than what we wanted to pour ourselves out of it. And, then you lose a manager We, you know, we're at the end of the day, we're, you know, a big part of the reason why he's not here anymore is because of the way that we performed. And, you know, it's not like that's the what is a difference maker in us winning ball games and us not, right? Like, it's there's a smack in the face, obviously. It wasn't like we weren't really hitting ourselves over the head going, why aren't we winning games? And then that happens, and it's like, you know, there's it's not a, you know, it's not saying that we weren't already giving ourselves a reality check when we were, but then it's just like, all right, you know, we gotta change this around. We gotta start doing what we need to do. And you know, we found our way out of it. It was kind of inevitable. We knew that we were gonna find our way to playing good games, but you know, it's just it's unfortunate that it went to that extent, but you know, we always say that, you know, we don't want Tom's to be remembered as the guy that you know, got fired because, you know, he's the reason. It's not, you know, he should be remembered for, you know, getting us back to the playoffs after a 10-year drought and taking us to a lot of postseason games and a lot of wins there. So, and two division titles. So it's been interesting. It's been, you know, a year, but we're back on the right foot and finding our way to winning more baseball games.
You know, I was talking to Rich Hill about this last night, about the dynamic of when you go through something like this, it helps that you have veterans that you know. We don't have to do a Rudy on the stool speech. We just know that we're going to be better if we're going to keep doing this. I mean, you guys always struck me as that sort of clubhouse.
Yeah, like, you know, don't get me wrong. There wasn't times that, you know, there's times when we're all sitting down talking and we're all talking about what we need to do and how we're going to find a way out of this. That's baseball, you know, that's the clubhouse, that's the nature of our game. You know, it doesn't matter if we're on a, you know, a 10-game win streak or a 10-game lose streak, that, you know, you're always talking ball, you're always talking shop, and, you know, when you're in that kind of scenario, right, it's, you know, you're just always trying to figure out, you know, how to, one, keep that level of, you know, the extra try, right? Mm. You know, how can you keep that, because everyone, I always say, everyone wants it, right? Everyone wants to be.
Study.
And play. Come together on a Windows 11 PC.
And for a limited time, college students get
the best of both worlds.
Get the Unreal College Deal. Everything you need to study and play with select Windows 11 PCs. Eligible students get a year of Microsoft 365 Premium and a year of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate with a custom color Xbox wireless controller. Learn more at windows.com/student offer. While supplies last, ends June 30th. Terms at aka.ms/college PC.
The guy who gets to hit or wants to have success or wants to win a game. You know, now how do you keep that from going above that regular aspect of it? Because once you start, you know, in my opinion, once you start getting above that, is that's when, you know, you start trying to do more. You, at the plate, you start chasing more, you start not having your bat, you start putting all different sorts of pressures on yourself to where then, you know, you're not being yourself. The reason that you are you is because you're you, right? Like, don't stop being yourself to where you feel like you have to hit the 20-run home run, or you got to
swing the golf club too hard.
Exactly. Right? Don't feel like you have to keep doing that. Like, you being yourself and you coming to work every single day and coming in, getting your work in, getting your routine in, you know, taking your swings, kicking your ground balls, taking your fly balls, whatever it is. Like, you know, when you're doing that, you're really good. And yeah, there's going to be days that you're going to go in, you're going to take.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
150 swings. There's going to be days that you're going to come in and take 30 swings, mm-hmm. right? But, you know, when you get that game, it's all about, you know, this sting and that mindset and that frame to just keep competing. Mm.
And the other part, obviously, Alex Cora, you know, you had that dynamic right before.
I got a hard
time. It's workman's comp. When you heard that, you knew Alex and you played for Alex, and you're friendly with Alex. What was your takeaway?
It was shocking. You know, definitely shocking. And know the, you know, just from the short time that I was over here, to where, how many guys had a lot of respect for him. And I know the way that they went about their business of wanting to win baseball games and the process of going about winning baseball games. And so that's why it was shocking, right? But, you know, that's why I'm player number 12. And you know, my job's to go out there and go play baseball games and try to find a way to help the team win, where, you know, I don't make those decisions. But sure, it was definitely shocking. But, you know, like I said, I got immense amount of respect for AC and every other manager I played for, to where, you know, we had a great run when I was over here, and a lot of respect for him, all of the coaches, the players that were in that locker room, just how they all went about it. It was, you know, A+.
And then you hear Dave says, well, I offered him the job, which is, again, your player number 12. So I get that, right? I get that. But still, you're like, oh, that would have been interesting.
Yeah, you know, definitely, like I said, being player number 12, right? Not my business. But, sure, there's interesting aspect about that. But, you know, obviously, just the familiarity factor. But, you know, I know that there's 90 million different things that go into, you know, taking a job, and especially in a mid-season deal. But, you know, I've talked to AC, you know, not with the Philly stuff, just when all that went down, and I, you know, told him that I love him, wish him luck, and, you know, he'll end up wherever he's going to want to be and need to be, right? And, you know, I'm sure that whenever this year gets done and, you know, he gets to spend time with his family, I'm sure a picture will get clear for him. And because, you know, like I said, I got an immense amount of respect for him, and I feel like this is something he does, you know, he did really well when I was over there. And that's why.
Well, you did well too. So it was a, it was a good fit.
But you know, it's he'll you know, wherever he ends up being, you know, we'll be a fan of his, and you know, like I said, it's a lot of respect for him.
The last thing is, I'm sort of working backwards here, but I haven't talked to you about sort of the off season. You know, we go back to when the Red Sox were actually in Philly, and he went right to the edge of saying, come on, Kyle, come over here, right? But clearly, like, there was some interest there. Did you have an idea? And I know that you probably talked about this, that the Phillies are just the right fit. Like, it's just the right thing.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't say that, you know, there isn't a natural, you know, there wasn't interest, right? Just because you had such a good experience when you were at one spot, but also too, like, you know, here is it's treated me so well, and you know, we've been established here, and you know, obviously going in the off season, you know, you want to respect the whole process of free agency, because you know, it's a wild card, and you know, to go through it a couple times, three times now, to where you know, it never really goes out as you picture it out to go. But you know, it's definitely an interesting process. But at the end of the day, you know, I got back to where I wanted to be, and where you know, I thought the best fit would be for me.
All right, well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. There's no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to more than Justin Crawford right now. The first time, it's funny, the first time that we met was a Futures game. Yep. And I think about some of the people who were in that clubhouse. Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of wild. By the way, that's also when I met Mike Vassell, who I think was a couple lockers down from you. He was with the Mets. Remember that?
Yeah, of course.
And then, like, you talk about the roller coaster, and then he lands. And I know he's hurt right now, but that is a great example of, like, of what a journey this is, right? Think about when that then to where you are now. Yeah. Like, how different a player are you than that?
Yeah, definitely by fast, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I think player-wise, I think just maturing, knowing more about myself. Obviously, I think every day is a day to get better, day you're learning. You're never fully learning everything in this game, so I always kind of took every day to kind of try to get better, take one day at a time, and whether good day or bad day, trying to learn from those days. So as a player, though, I think I like to think I'm maturing a little bit physically, mentally.
Yeah, you're big.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, traps have never looked better.
Yeah, thank you. But honestly, I think I've always been the same player going back to my first year in Pro Bowl and ever since I was little. I was just trying to fine-tune and sharpen the knife and get better at everything. And yeah, I feel like always constantly growing though.
What's been the biggest eye-opener being in the majors for you? I know that's a big, broad, cliche question.
Yeah.
But
I think really just how precise the pitches are.
Yeah.
They can put the ball where they really want to. Stuff's a little sharper, so stuff's a little harder. But I feel like that's kind of at every level, you know.
It's just a little bit more now. Yeah, exactly.
But I think it's kind of similar to what it's been like for me at every level, where you know it kind of takes that period where you're kind of learning, getting used to it, adjusting. And it's been good though. But I definitely have noticed that just pitchers have a better idea on how they're attacking you, how they're pitching you, and got a better idea with their just with the control.
You've had a lot of moments probably like that, like this is cool, this is cool, this is cool. But as we sit here, we're standing at Fenway Park. Right. How old were you?
I was 8, 9 years old last time I was here. So it's
like your dad was playing?
Yeah, when my dad was playing. So that was the last time I was here. I was 2012. So
really?
Yeah. So it was surreal. When we first got here, I walked outside, walked down the field a little bit. I was just like, man, time goes by fast.
Did
like,
you have the little Crawford Red Sox uniform they give some of the kids?
Of course, that was my favorite thing about coming to the field was I was able to put that
on
and feel like I was one of the players and go out there with them. So, it's really, really cool, really special.
Give me a good memory, like, from it, other than, is there a game, is there a moment, is there I know you were 8 or 9.
It's tough to say a specific moment, but honestly, just coming to the ballpark with my dad.
Yeah.
Being around the players, like literally, like just being a kid, like in here right now with the players, and just I would sit down and I'd just watch everything they would do.
Would you really?
Some of my favorite players at that time was like Dustin Pedroia. He was my favorite.
Did he talk trash to you?
Oh, a whole lot. He was the best. Yeah, but Dustin Pedroia was probably my favorite, so I would always watch him.
Yeah.
David Ortiz, Jacoby Ellsbury. So like I would just watch everything, and then when I would go home, I would kind of try to. Who did you try to imitate? Oh, everyone.
Really?
I'm not even joking. I mean, from my dad, Dustin Pedroia, Jacoby Ellsbury, Ortiz. I mean,
there's some big personalities in there at the time, right?
Yeah, very. But it was cool. Really
also,
cool.
For an 8 or 9 years old, you probably saw it and heard some stuff. You're like,
oh, for sure.
But it's part of it, right?
Exactly.
So what did you? I'm kind of interested. Like, whose batting stance did you imitate? I like this. Like, we all imitate batting stances.
Yeah. I definitely did my dad's the most.
Did you really?
Definitely.
I think I can do your dad's, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Open stance, right?
A little unique. But, I mean, I think at that time, I literally could do everyone's stance.
Did you?
I'm confident. Like,
really?
I said
you could do the 2012 Boston
Red Sox. Eucalyptus.
Well,
Dustin Pedroia. I mean, I did it all.
Here's a deep cut for you. Ready? Mike Avilas.
Mike Avilas. Hey.
The window crank.
Yeah. Right? Uh-huh. Yeah, all of them. I was a little kid, and I would go grab my bat, go in the mirror, and I would honestly put on my baseball pants. And I would try to, I would act like I was on the field doing it, like how they would.
Is it good to remember stuff like that? Like, I mean, like, the Major Leagues can be a whirlwind, right?
Yeah, definitely.
To take a minute and to, like, I've come a long way, you know?
Exactly. And even just standing here talking to you right now is helping me kind of remember those moments. Honestly, I haven't thought of in a while. So, honestly, thank you for that.
That's good. But, well,
yeah.
I'm glad, man. Well, it's good to see you. Great to see you. All right.
Really good to see you.
Thank you so much.
Man. I got a picture of Michael Avilas' calf.
Really?
You ever see his calf?
Oh.
Hold on a second.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed, "I found Nirvana! I win!" They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.